Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcement. Got plans. Hold on to your fucking balls. And be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast. Brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Oh, he did.
Hey,
why did you do that?
What happened? What are you doing?
I messed up with my game.
Fucking amateur.
You want to start the show over?
Yeah, please.
Take two.
Peppa?
All right,
let's all go home.
That might be a better idea. We're just going to replay last
No,
week
not
ago.
Replay. Just read.
Just say everything over.
Redo it from the beginning. Yeah. Just, I don't really remember.
Like Groundhog Day, except with a podcast.
What if we get something wrong, though?
Maybe it'll
like
be that
the,
much better.
The apocalypse will come.
So, it's the Metal Injection Livecast, everybody.
We have an audience.
We got a phone number, 646-929-1357. We're also on AIM. Are we on AIM right now?
Yeah, oops.
Yeah,
I'm on AIM.
Come on, get on that.
We're
oh,
about
right.
to be on AIM.
We're on AIM. Screen name is MI Livecast, MILIVECAST.
What's the password?
It's the same as the other password. You got it?
Breast cancer.
Rob, write it down.
Shit down. We have a great show. We have a really good show today. We will be doing another edition of Thrash It or Trash It, which is our chance to give some unsigned bands a little exposure by completely crushing their souls and judging their terrible demos that they send us.
Yeah, that's always fun.
They know they suck. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Also a good...
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, wait.
How'd he get in there?
I don't know.
Should have unchecked all selections, Rob.
Put him back in the bag. Put him back in the bag.
And also our good friend of the show is here by the name of Jim. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you very much for having me here.
A good friend of the show's that half the show just met for the first time today.
Rob knows him. You met him. Before.
Well, I said half of the show. I've met him, but
of course
Sid and Noah.
You can all take my word for it.
Do we have to?
Jim's a funny guy and a metalhead.
Well, thank you. We'll give it to you.
Oh, probably all those skull tattoos you've got. Then again, you know.
How do you now?
These days you never know.
They're very dispersed. Your tattoos. How do you decide where on your arm a certain tattoo goes?
I flip a coin, actually.
But that's only that'll only lead to two things. You have that just decides like what arm, but how do you decide like where on the arm?
No, he has a lot of coins in his pocket. So
he
flips exactly. all.
He has an 18-sided die, yes. like Dungeons and Dragons.
But then that's not a coin. So he misrepresented
well, where
it.
He's from that counts as currency, so it sort of is a coin.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, we have a caller. This better be good.
Yeah, we're on the line.
From 718. That's local.
Uh-oh. Oh, is there a food?
That would be awesome.
Are you caller. A food? Are you the delivery guy?
You're on the air.
I'm stuck here at work, and I really like to make a request if I could.
Who is this?
It's a bad caller is who it is, really, but I can't really do anything about
who's
that.
Someone
who, who's that? Who's that sexy chick that's over there?
That's Sid.
Hey, what's going on, Sid?
Hey, Sid. Hello.
Sid's arms are nice and red.
Yeah.
Sid, you hit the beach?
I hit the Met game without sunblock.
Oh, you were telling me about that, yeah.
So, caller,
We don't want to call you caller, so what's your
name? What's your name?
My name is Jimmy.
See? Jimmy?
Jimmy.
That's interesting. We already have a Jimmy here.
So yeah. Jimmy's on the show.
You could have a name.
You have a lot of. I'm everywhere all at once, really.
Yeah.
What
is that accent? Where are you?
His accent is also everywhere all at once.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's called bad acting, my friend. It's bad acting.
Why don't you stop acting and just talk to us?
Oh, because that's no fun. Come on.
Pretty sure it'll be more fun than this.
I could tell you from first-person experience, it's not very fun.
Oh.
No, that's not true. Darren's just being mean.
That's his role on the show.
Right.
It's his character.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
that's better.
So where do you work?
This is Tony calling from Queens. I'm still stuck in the office, and I think I'll give you guys a call because it's boring as hell, really.
Wait, so you're at work right now listening to us?
Yeah.
What is your job?
I do crappy public relations for public
If you're not doing any public relations, listen, talking to us.
It took him three tries to get his name out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cure my own boredom, but instead I'm giving you and your listeners more, so accent's worth it. Come on.
Hang up on the boredom.
Yeah, Tony, hopefully our show without you might be a little less boring.
Next
please.
They're just being mean, Tony. They're just being mean. So
yes,
leave Rob a lot of negative comments. That's what you can get him back.
Yeah, I can take it.
Thanks,
Tony.
It's a chicken and nuts. Bye-bye.
Right now.
All right, we have a second caller. The lines are just blowing up for the live cast. Hello, you are on the air.
Who's this?
What's up? It's Turner from South Carolina, man. Let's go.
Have you found your governor yet?
You know what? I don't really care for that guy. I just leave him in the gutter for now, so, yeah.
All right, well, as long as you know where that he's in the gutter and you know where that is.
Whereabouts in South Carolina are you?
Somerville.
Somerville?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a nice little place.
What goes on in Somerville? What happens there?
Pot.
I was just going to ask, oh my God, you read my mind. My next question was going to be like, how's the weed in Somerville?
You know, I've only...
summer in Somerville. No, what I was going to ask you is the only thing that I know about South Carolina is that
agriculture.
It has the lowest legal age of consent in the United States.
Oh shit.
14.
Are you
is that true?
How old are you, caller?
I'm 14, man.
Oh!
Only one of us can bang
him. What's up, Noah?
Noah, it's your chance.
Wow.
I'll cut her some slack, man. Cut her some slack.
You want some
edits your show.
On your face, don't you know?
Yes.
Hold on, I'll show you.
But,
the open gym class
just
right
don't leave track
face.
Marks when
they're yeah, I want to tell Sid something, man.
What's oh,
up?
Shit.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
up?
What is it?
All right. I listen to Cynic, man. They're just like one of those bands that just drips with penis jelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
so I
agree
with you on that, yeah. Thank you very much. It's a growing movement.
Wow.
Sid, you're still, you're starting a cult.
Yeah. Right.
You are not allowed to put your balls on my face now.
Oh,
oh, you've offended Noah.
I am not
shows
having
how
that.
Your integrity is worth more than your balls on Noah's face. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Besides, look at all the 14-year-old broads in South Carolina that
yeah.
you can bang anyway.
Yeah, she couldn't see my bush anyway.
So what do you listen to?
As you can tell, I don't listen to country. I like, really Job for a Cowboy and Meshuggah as I lay down, you know.
The Red
Board.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to, like, request a song.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Yeah, good for me.
No, sure. I'm just kidding. What do you want to request?
I'm just kidding, too. But Dead Stale Endings.
By whom?
Job for a Cowboy.
Oh, good. Wait, what is the Dead Fail Endings?
Yeah.
I don't have that song, sorry.
How about you play through your phone and then we'll just play on the
yeah, just upload it.
Do you have any Job for a Cowboy song, Rob?
No, I was just trying 3750, Acacia Strain.
Does that count as math core because the song title is numbers?
That'll be the first song we play when we go to music break. Now, let me ask you a question. 14 years old and you're smoking weed. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, no. It's
illegal no matter
what.
I've just grown up around it. I'm not.
You should wait until you're at least like 17, I think.
Wait until your brain fully develops, and then that way you can just...
Then you can... Yeah.
Then destroy it.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to destroy it before it develops, because then you won't have like a frame of reference to be like, man, 3 years ago I could remember things.
Just look at... This is my motto. When people ask me about weed, Rob has smoked weed for the last 7 years, every day, nonstop.
No,
you can't be like him.
No, I've been smoking nonstop for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of metal injection, I would say is when I started smoking like daily. Well, actually, really.
That's not really.
How do you
just
mention
that
to the one
pipe?
What's that?
You from like a pipe or a bong? Like, what's going
on?
Everything.
Well, I mean, I have many devices to smoke out of, but I have like a one hitter, which is basically like it looks like a cigarette, but it's a metal pipe.
Which got us arrested.
Yeah,
it's
like
no, wrong. Wrong. That didn't get us arrested.
What did?
It was a glass pipe that got us arrested. That's why we got arrested.
Oh, okay.
If I was smoking out of a cigarette pipe, it would have been fine.
Oh, but the main point of the story is I got arrested.
Oh, I thought you meant this conversation that we're having with a 14-year-old will get us arrested.
Because
that also is true.
No, we're telling him not to smoke weed until you're 17.
Here's all the different utensils you could use because they're just great.
Well, isn't that what happened? That would just like a bad example for me because he doesn't really care for much anything.
Wait, who? Who set a bad example for you?
What, Rob?
Oh, I set a bad example for you?
No, I was saying I thought you would, but now you're telling me not to, so, you know.
I'm setting a good example for you, right?
I guess, yeah.
Kids, don't do Elvis sideburns.
Yeah.
What do you think of my sideburns, though? I think they work. I think they really
bring
my face.
I thought those were, like, lamb. What are they called?
The chops?
Yeah,
the chops.
Yeah. Adam Dukovich has those.
Yeah.
They're called scum catchers.
I've never heard that before. Come on. They're called scum catchers.
Nemo's favorite band.
Thanks for calling in. We will definitely be playing some Acacia Strain.
All right.
That's the first song we play. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Keep hating Cynic.
Yep. Shut up!
Sid's going to gather up all the people who hate Cynic and take them on a spaceship when the next comet passes.
They'll take a few spaceships. That's most of the universe.
Why don't you start a Facebook group about it?
That's a really good idea.
I'll join it.
Nice, yes.
I don't even hate Cynic. I just like pissing Rob
Army
off.
Army of one.
Cynic have enough fans where they don't need you, buddy.
Yeah,
they're doing great.
Jimmy,
what are they on?
Seasons of the Mist.
Who else is on that label?
Dillinger's K-Plan.
And Beluga Google.
What the hell happened to Dillinger?
It's a European label. No, it's like a boutique label. But it's like
they also sell blouses.
Boutique means that they don't sell records, basically.
No, it's that they don't really sign like new bands. It's kind of like SPD.
Oh, it's like Side One Dummy is for punk.
I don't know. Well,
and hardcore, where they have like the Casualties and the Boss Tones.
Yeah, like they put out established acts.
It's you're completely washed up, but you still.
I don't think it's washed up. I think I think it's like they're the only label that will give these bands the type of deals that they want.
Which is.
Well, like they get more control over like their releases. You know, they just do like a distribution deal. Like the label doesn't own their life, kind of thing.
Does anybody really want Cynic's life? I don't think anybody. I don't think there's labels beating out of the door saying, "Hey, man, whoever the lead singer is, like, what is going on with this fucking show?"
That's not
it's Patrick Swayze haunting.
Is that your aim?
God.
No, I just silenced it now.
Okay.
Oh, good.
More fuck up. And
maybe all of us don't need to be signed on to the same screen.
I thought that it was silenced. Sorry.
Still Rob's fault.
That's it. The show's over.
We also got a request from our screen name. From Eastern X Beast X.
Don't give away the screens. What if you don't want people to?
Hey, sure. Hey, if there's any ladies out there.
What if it is a lady?
I'm giving them a shout out. It's fine.
If it's a lady, what is she wearing?
Wait, let's wait for them to type the answer.
You're a lady. Let's have dead air.
Hey, lady. What are you wearing with the metal?
At first, I thought it was Easter Bunny.
What?
Eastern Beast.
Oh, you're giving away the fucking screen.
No, but I'm not saying
you're not giving away the exit.
Oh, more people are signing on and we could hear it.
Yeah,
it's
not me.
It's definitely not me.
How about every time that sound effect plays, let's not acknowledge that it's an AIM thing and just be like, oh, someone just walked into the metal
Deal.
Studio.
Deal.
So that way our fuck-ups are a little bit...
I mean, I don't know if you guys heard, but yesterday Michael Jackson died.
Who?
This guy.
He was a wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns in the 90s, right?
No, he's this musician. Did like pop music.
Didn't he run a daycare center?
Different Michael. Maybe the same Michael Jackson. But anyway, you know, obviously Michael Jackson isn't a metalhead.
Right.
He did a song.
There must
with
be some metal in there.
He did a song with Slash.
But I found a few metal covers.
Really?
Of Michael Jackson.
Jesus.
And what? There are these two bands that did Beat It from Europe. So Noah will definitely like this.
Do they have long hair?
I mean, it's just the music with like the Beat It music video in the YouTube. It's like this is more like a. It's really about the vocals.
The original Beat It was like terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, yeah, he was like, yeah, it's pretty rock and.
That's a little more metal.
Yeah, the vocals are lighter.
Growling.
No, no, it's like power metal.
It sounds like Sebastian Bach.
The band Brainstime, they're from Italy.
Oh.
Another Italian band.
There we go, Adam for
the
list.
Oh, no. Ooh. Come on, Anna. So that's one band. Then there's this other band that's just terribly cheesy. It starts out with the one-minute intro. It's like this. This
oh,
is
I
also,
like
this. This is also Beat It.
This is from Legend of Zelda.
I thought it was Enya.
No, this is their cover. This band is called Inactive Messiah. That was my nickname in high school.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, the acoustic version.
Right, that's
the nickname for his side version.
Where is Beat It? I don't get it.
They're beating it while they wrote this.
This is why Michael Jackson took all those demo roll yesterday. He heard this. He's like, you know what? You know. No amount of
this
underage
song
penis
is brutal.
Could make
this
me
song is not brutal. I didn't say that. Let's get the caller on line. See what the caller thinks of the song. Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's that dude at work.
Bill.
Tony.
Ralph.
Okay.
Sally Beth, what's going on?
718.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, hey, y'all. Hey, I actually wanted to apologize for that bad call. I have somebody on the line who actually wants to talk to you.
Who's that?
Oh, hold on.
Please hang up. There appears to be a receiver off.
Hello.
Please check your main telephone.
Hello, exactly the same guy. How are you?
Hello. Ah, damn it.
Thank you.
I fail.
I should kill myself.
I fail completely. Oh, well.
What were you trying to do there?
What was I trying to do? There's someone I know who wanted to talk to you.
What?
There was someone I know who wanted to talk specifically to you.
Hold on, we have another caller.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Wait, no, damn it.
Carol!
Hello.
I'm not the same guy that just called before.
You know, I didn't order any Chinese food, man.
You order romaine?
Is that
so
you're not gonna get a good tip from me if you keep doing this.
Is that E Honda call?
You're not gonna get a tip.
Why do you have a 718 area code, which is a Brooklyn area code, and then a Southern accent?
Yeah, because nobody in Williamsburg is from the South.
Because it's totally not believable.
What's not believable?
It's totally not believable.
Can we took
him
Did we let him on the air twice?
Thanks for interrupting
I'm like interested now. I want to know who the hell this is that just completely sucks the life out of everything he touches.
Unfortunately, we only have 2 hours. We can't examine every psychosis.
Is your public relations firm going out of business?
Yeah, it's really tanking the economy, you know, in these tough
What's
times.
What's the name? Why don't you get a plug-in?
It's mymomsbasement.com. Everyone check it out.
What's the name of your company?
Funny enough, it actually is My Mom's Basement, and I'm really sad about that.
It's called Nobody Will Ever Hear of You If You Use Us for PR.com.
Don't say that out loud.
I was going to register that domain, but it was taken. Damn, I guess you guys got to it first. All right, thank you for calling in again. And
I sucked the life out of everything. Oh, man.
Like any momentum we were building up, gone.
I like it.
Bad radio all around. Bad radio, train wreck.
Yeah, dude, here's the plan. Anytime you see us building up some momentum, give us a call to totally ruin it.
Thanks.
I will do that.
But we're not even kidding. We're serious, please. No, seriously.
I'll do it.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing that just sounded like Enya.
An active messiah, yeah.
It's
vaguely
Latin American.
This song?
I agree with that,
and
actually.
And then this was hilarious. Someone did a mashup of Korn and Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Which was...
So it's
someone
like,
mashed Korn into Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, it's called Korn and a 10-year-old boy's ass.
It actually kind of works.
You know what really works well? Did you ever hear the Ghostbusters one? Search for bad at Ghostbusters. That's enjoyable.
The bass line is still awful.
It's corn.
Corn bass playing.
We have to keep listening to it.
Alright. Then someone did Judas Priest. Michael Jackson.
Which is gayer?
Yeah.
It's a gay off.
It's the battle of the gays. Rob Halford. With the high heels on. This is just terrible.
Did you do this like this afternoon
Rob
on the train,
that.
Rob?
No.
You whip out your laptop on the end line.
You were with me. I did not do that.
I wasn't with you on the train this afternoon.
No, do we have a caller?
We did.
We had a caller, but we had to listen to this stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
It was great radio.
805, call us back.
Yes. We need somebody to talk to. We're here for you.
Did you find that Ghostbusters? There it is. That's pretty good. Because the songs match up perfectly.
Mighty Stag says, I would join an anti-Cynic Facebook group.
Nice. But I get home today. I'm going to make it happen.
We're three strong.
Easter Bunny also said, props to Darren and Rob. Elvin King sucks.
All the negativity.
I don't listen to Elvin King for the music. I listen to it so I could...
This is pretty good.
Feminine men.
Yeah, because you're a girl and you pick your interests by how cute they are, not being any kind of quality.
Yeah, because
I guess
you're
a girl.
That's fine. That's
I have no musical integrity.
You just
at
basically
all.
Admitted it, so we have it on tape now. We have her saying she has no musical integrity. Can we make a drop out of that,
that's
please? No. Whatever.
Listen, if you're a band out there, if you have a penis, Noah will like it.
Long hair.
Yeah, long
Wait,
hair.
Wait, Noah doesn't like pianos in her music.
Oh, I
yeah,
got what
I do.
You did there.
Get it?
Did the 718 caller write that joke for you?
No.
Oh,
we got a new caller. Hello, who are you?
I'm Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Dick. Richard.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm
all
right. How are you guys? I'm from Nevada.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to the show.
All over. And we got
Thank
805.
You.
He's going to have to hold. We got Richard on the
so
phone.
So what's going on, Richard? How do you feel about Michael Jackson passing?
I've heard so many jokes on Twitter. It's just like,
what was the best one you saw on Twitter?
I saw there was one that said Michael Jackson's last wish was to donate an organ to a child, so that way he'd always be in one.
I like that.
Shit.
I heard this one. McDonald's is naming a new burger after Michael Jackson. It's a 50-year-old meat between two 10-year-old buns.
Oh.
There's another one I saw. It said when Farrah Fawcett went to heaven, she wished that all the children would be safe, and that's why Michael Jackson died.
Farrah
Fawcett
awful.
Didn't go to heaven.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Listen, just because she was covered with cum on my wall.
Yeah, well, everything on your wall is covered with cum.
True.
Down, so that's besides the point.
Did you take my picture down yet? Sorry, Jim.
No one is safe.
I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, please do, okay?
With cum all over it.
Yeah.
No, without the cum.
It'll stick to the wall easier that way.
It's laminated.
Natural
now.
Adhesive, yeah.
Oh, you laminated it for me. That's great.
I feel so dirty saying that.
What? Where
did
that come from?
It's Rob. Rob,
Would you like to request a song, caller?
Richard.
I'm
calling them caller.
Anything by Behemoth is good.
By who?
Behemoth.
Oh.
Oh.
Would you be interested in hearing a Michael Jackson Judas Priest mashup? The
No, I already heard that. I don't want to hear any more.
Please, yes. Let's go to the audience.
Tell us some bands you hate. It seems like the theme for today is like bands that suck. So, who do you think sucks?
Bullet for My Valentine. I don't like them.
Anybody else?
Atreyu.
I don't like Atreyu or Attack, Attack, Attack.
But less obvious choices, like me disliking Cynic, goes against the grain of this show.
Yeah.
So it's controversial.
Yeah.
Who do you hate that typically cool metal fans would like?
Oh,
we're cool.
It's
called us cool.
I'm not a
and
big
Rob.
Fan of power metal, but I'm trying to get into it. So.
Car metal?
Power metal.
Power metal. Actually,
I'm a big fan of car metal. I don't know.
You like the vroom vroom?
No, I just like the metal on the outside. It's really pretty.
So you said that you're getting into power metal?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
So what kind of bands are you experimenting with so far?
Basically anything I can get my hands on, I'll listen to.
Have you ever downloaded my power metal podcast?
Oh, Jesus, what the plug?
I have.
Guardian?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Is Blind Guardian power metal?
Yes.
You can say he wants to stick his dick in you.
What?
I don't know.
Is Richard
just
shut up.
Damn, that
caller. Can we get that other caller back on the air and get rid of Rob?
Yeah.
We want to raise the...
It looks like I'm the momentum killer.
Rob, anytime we get any momentum, talk.
I've caught the disease. I've caught it.
Great job.
All right, thanks for calling in, Richard. I think we should go to our first music break right now.
Yeah, Richard, thank you.
No problem, guys. You guys do great. Have a good one.
No, you do great.
You're amazing, Richard.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get to our first music break. We're going to start out with a little Acacia Strain, move on to some Lamb of God, then bring it all back together with a little Behemoth.
Are you going to play anything that I gave you?
After? I mean, you know, the caller's request come before the Camelot.
Well, I didn't even put Camelot on there.
I know.
But I think we're going to need more than like 3 songs, though.
There's more than 3 songs in the queue, don't worry. This is the
first
girls. 3 songs.
Yeah, these are the songs that have not.
This shot plan. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your mom. She called me daddy, and I called her babe, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Whoa,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Bland. It's our announcer, Chuck Blanding.
That guy's so professional. I can't take how professional he is.
Even when he's asking for crack and glue, he's still...
He's a professional fucking crackhead.
That's all right.
So
sit next to one of those right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He hasn't figured out a way to get paid for it.
Yeah, he's an amateur crackhead.
Anyway, hey, what's going on in here? Why are there like seven? Why are there 17 conversations happening?
All right, we gotta clear the room with noise. Noah, I just said don't make any noise.
All right, let's make this the silent cast for the next 17 minutes.
Okay, go.
Oh, that killed it. Lame. Can't even do that.
Oh, that was a really long music break, I feel like.
It really was.
Yeah, it's like someone was off doing drugs or something. Mm. I don't know. But,
all right. So, we're back. Let's give out the number, 646-929-1357. And we have a screen name, MI Livecast. MI Livecast on AIM. Send us an instant message.
And you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Wait, what are we listening to? No, but...
the Metal Injection Livecast.
Why are we
touched, we touched upon this before, but Michael Jackson died.
Right.
Oh,
it's 805 calling us back. 805, what's up?
Yo, this is Tooth Gnasher.
Wait. Don't you mean...
Tooth Gnasher.
Thank you. Let's get that right.
Okay, I just... For Michael Jackson, I just want to ask you guys, have you ever played the Michael Jackson video game? Moonwalker for the Sega
for Genesis? Yes.
Who hasn't played that game?
That was a good game. I like that game.
Yeah. What about...
Terrible. You search for children, you can cause it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm waiting for the bad part.
It's a biography.
Okay. level two, instead of opening closets, you open car trunks.
Is it a three-person shooter? Third-person shooter?
I like to shoot on children.
Yeah, exactly. It's a three-child shooter.
I've been a first-person shooter all my life.
All my life.
Oh, man.
Kill all the children. And bring it to me. So, I heard there was a secret level in that game.
Oh, boy.
It's like a Tetris game, except little boys' penises fall out. And you have to put them in the old men's butts.
That's like a dream sequence from the movie The Wiz. Just a young Michael Jackson showered with shaved penises.
That's a deleted scene on the DVD for The Wiz. I have that at home. He's on down the road, little boy. Come on.
Oh, yeah, the whole goal of the game is to save the children from Mr. Big.
Yes.
And Mr. Big is Michael Jackson's penis.
Mr. Big is an evil corporate man who does not like to jerk off little boys. Terrible person.
Oh, the shame.
Yeah, he's trying to hide the children from Michael Jackson in the game.
Give me those penises. Come on. What did you do with them? I must save those children and bring them to my bedroom where I have lubricants. And
guys, this is wrong. He's dead.
I have risque issues of highlights and I'm to peruse.
Look, Goofus and Gallon are naked. Look, it's a mad fold-in. When you fold it in, you see my penis and balls.
Oh.
And when you unfold it, you see them twice.
We're all gonna go to hell.
Is this a new guest you have on? Will you channel Michael Jackson's spirit?
Oh,
don't spoil it.
Who gave him the script?
He's reading those blogs. People have been starting blogs about the Metal Injection Livecast, and they spoil everything that we're about to do.
Dirt sheets.
Rob's leaking onto the internet again.
Would you like me to channel his
oh,
spirit? Cole, would you like me to channel his spirit for you?
Yes.
Good luck, Uncle.
No, he's
Ganesh.
I heard I heard that Michael Jackson and Kmart had something in common.
Oh, boy.
They both have boys' pants half off.
Oh, that's an old one. I've heard that about. That's...
Thank you.
That's an evergreen Michael Jackson joke.
That's an anyone who molests boys joke, really.
Yes. So it could also be told about Noah.
Yes.
What did Michael Jackson do as a hobby? Blow bubbles.
Yeah, that's another one, yeah. If that's all he did, then it would be fine. If he only blew the chimp.
Yeah. What was it, underage chimp? That's all I want to know. What
was the chimp lifespan?
Around the same, I think.
Really?
Yeah, a little less, 50, 60.
Well, considering Michael Jackson, that's a pretty lengthy lifespan.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah. Bubbles is still alive somewhere.
Yeah, what's going to happen to him?
To Bubbles?
Who gets Bubbles? His family's not going
to
take
Bubbles now. Though.
Yeah.
The poor chimp is spoiled.
I think with Toya.
On pay-per-view. Oh, poor Tito.
I heard R. Kelly and Michael Jackson did a collaboration.
What did they do?
But what you want to know, there was some like background, like from the board, they found these snippets where they were having conversations in the background.
Okay.
And R. Kelly asked Michael Jackson, I'll give you 2 fives for a 10. No?
Math humor.
I was distracted by Rob getting up and going to the bathroom.
Is he throwing up? He usually doesn't leave mid.
Is that bubbles in there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but all of a sudden he just ran to the bathroom. Could it be the ecstasy he just snorted coming back to haunt him so quickly?
You don't say stuff like that on air, Sid.
Hey, man, you snort the crime, you do the time. What? Does that make any sense? I don't know. But he's in there. Maybe there's a nosebleed situation.
What would Michael Jackson say?
Maybe he
say
just
about
randomly
it?
Had to jerk off. I don't know how that.
By the way, our callers are sending us in Michael Jackson jokes.
Oh, nice. What do we have?
Michael Jackson hasn't been this stiff since Macaulay Culkin spent the night at Neverland Ranch. In the spirit of recycling, Michael Jackson will be melted down into plastic party cups so kids can still get their lips around his rim.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that is good. That's a good one.
Let's see. That's basically the same joke. Michael Jackson's body was 95% plastic, so he'll be melted down and turned into Legos. This way kids can play with him for a change. Yeah, that was a little weak. Oh, here's a good one. Reports are that Michael Jackson has died of a heart attack at his home are untrue. He actually died having a stroke in the children's ward.
Oh. Or he died stroking in the children's ward. If you want to take it.
Only in
I
America.
Like your better. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. Only in America can someone be born a poor black kid and die a rich white woman.
Well, yeah, that's the variations of that have been told about him for years.
What was Michael Jackson's last hit? The Floor.
You all right, Rob? What happened?
That's
there,
all
Rob?
We got right now.
What happened?
I don't know. My sinuses started to act up. It's weird.
Yeah, because I totally didn't
I think
what
it,
you did
it,
while you were in the bathroom.
It's the weather. Oh, what was said while I was in the bathroom?
I told everybody what you did.
What did I do? I don't remember.
Nor did
no, we don't say it on air, Sid.
Did you really?
Like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No.
Really? Did you really? I'm not bullshitting. Really?
He was right behind you.
I was right
you
behind you.
I thought you were smoking weed and you were joking about that.
No.
That
was
then
me.
Yes. Then
that
yes.
was me.
That was what was happening. Dude, we have more callers.
Wow.
Our lines are blowing up. That's what happens. Right.
Thanks, you.
I got a call, so I'll catch you guys later.
No, we're hanging up on you. You're not hanging up on us.
Why do people always do that when we hang up on them? Oh, yeah, but we got a call anyway, so fuck you.
989.
I like you, but.
What's cracked, Leighton?
Who's there?
Anyone?
Michael Jackson.
Going once, going twice, sold to the other caller.
I stepped away. I had to touch a boy here in heaven.
Woo-hoo. Caller, you are on the air.
Possibly from...
Hello?
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 This is Russian Michael Jackson.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry.
It's the Russian Michael Jackson.
Hello. Hello, Misha. How are you?
It's Misha Jackson.
What can we do for you?
I was cloned from Michael Jackson. 10,000 years ago, and I've come to wreak havoc on your podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let's see some of this.
Let's wreak some havoc.
So far, there's definitely wreaking. It's a havoc.
I'm sending Scud missiles to the Metal Injection Studio.
Isn't that Iraqi and Russian? Scud missiles.
Is this me? Me on the phone?
No, way too funny.
That's true.
What else you got? Anything? Any more jokes? Material?
Next caller.
What? I'm very dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. You're too dangerous for this podcast. Let's get him off the air.
Yeah, recite Michael Jackson's albums in an accent. That's funny.
Oh, that's what he was doing. Okay.
I am invincible. Blit.
Caller.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hmm?
Huh? What's up? Hey, retard, say some stupid shit.
What is this, tool time?
All right.
Hello?
I think the phone call segment's over. All
right. No.
We're on the air, jackass. Say something.
Look, we have to realize they're kind of like in a delay. And when we
it's been like half an hour.
No, but we ask them a question, and then like all of you guys say something right after, so you can't hear them responding.
Oh, it's awesome.
Caller.
989-708-1577.
Oh, what are you giving your phone number out for? What are you doing?
We're going to have to edit that out.
Good job.
What's going on?
Like we were setting him up to confirm his numbers.
What's up? Yeah, if anybody knows your number, why don't you say something?
No, we're going to take it out.
Hello?
29.
Wait,
what? Matt, call the fucking number.
What is your name?
Logan.
Well, okay, all right. There we go. So now we can call Logan, and now we can have a conversation.
Hi, Logan. Say something.
I just did say something, and now I'm saying something.
Yeah, Darren.
He is clever.
Noah, I have to say I'm really glad that you put us in our place so that he can give us all this entertaining comedy. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Logan. Anyway,
Logan, why did you call us? Why'd you call us?
Because I'm bored sitting here in my basement with nothing to do but play Soul Calibur 4.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you play Soul Calibur 3? Kick it old school for a little while.
Sid, will you stop talking and let the man speak his piece?
We don't have Soul Calibur 3.
He can't go
around. Have it?
What?
You have it or you don't have it?
I don't have it.
Well, why not? How could you play 4? You don't even know the backstory. How could you go to 4?
It tells the backstories in the game.
It's not the same, man.
I'm over it. I agree, Bland announcer Rob.
It's like seeing Transformers 2 without seeing Transformers 1.
Now, I did see Transformers 1, and I did see Transformers 2.
You did? Was it
yes,
good?
Yes, I did.
Are you really good at video games?
In some, yes. In others, I can
see. Is this really what this is?
Where are you calling from?
What kind of video games?
I am calling from Midland, Michigan.
How old are you? How old
14.
Is you? 14. Wow, that
this
seems to be the demographic.
This must be my lucky day.
This is upsetting.
Only 14-year-olds.
You have any older
sisters?
Wow,
I can't believe this is the end of the show. It's not the end of the show.
Oh,
I
believe.
I wish it was.
Do you have any older sisters?
Or same age sisters as you that live in South Carolina?
Yes.
Wait for our first caller.
All right.
Would you like
all right,
to have
moving
a first
on.
Discussion
moving
about
on.
Drug
thanks,
abuse
thanks.
With Rob?
Thanks.
We're going to move forward, thanks.
If a friend of yours tries to convince you to snort ecstasy, don't take him up on it, because you regret it immediately after.
Because someone
okay.
will call you and not say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be at a phone conversation with yourself. But don't
that
do drugs. Don't do drugs. That's very. I can't stress that enough. Don't do drugs until you're an adult. Can make rational decisions about doing drugs.
And even then, don't.
Yeah.
Because you turn out like Rob.
Yeah. Right now, I'm in a sea of regrets. Anyway.
Don't worry, it's only going to get better.
I hope so. Anyway, Patrick Swayze gave us a call. He was of course, Patrick Swayze is in limbo.
Wait, doesn't he come forward every single time we say his name?
Does he?
Does he? I don't know.
Let's try it.
Hello.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I think I heard him. Is that you?
Patrick?
Hello.
Wait, wait. There's a delay. There's a delay. We need to let him talk.
All right. Yeah, let him talk, guys.
Guys, guys. Let him speak.
I don't hear any echo on him.
Patrick.
Hello.
No?
No.
That must be someone in this room. Sid, stop pretending to be Patrick.
Sid.
That's a good echo, Sid, but I think we have the real Patrick now.
Patrick, are you there?
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
It's Patrick. I just wanted to check in with you guys.
How's Limbo?
It's more crowded this week.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people died this week, Pat.
Yeah, that's sort of why I called in.
So did you get to meet Michael?
I've actually got him here right now.
What?
Get out of here.
Oh, is it my time?
Yes.
Is it my time to shine again?
Michael Jackson, is that you?
Wow, what a guest. We've never had a guest of this caliber.
Michael, wow, this is definitely the biggest celebrity we've had on the Metal Fish.
Can you please clap those hands? I'm closer to my body.
Well, how do you know my name?
What?
I've actually been listening with Patrick.
Yeah, we get together on Friday nights.
Wow.
Well, this is the first Friday night you could get together, though, right?
Keep thinking that. You don't know the truth.
Whoa.
Michael's been dead for a while, is that what you're saying?
Or maybe I have not been.
Okay. So you were together when you were alive.
Me and Michael are through the looking glass.
But Patrick, you're over 12, so why would Michael...
You're Corey Feldman.
Oh.
The cancer has made me very frail. I look very young for my age.
And Michael, you like those boys that can't run away, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. If they're amputees, I'll take them too.
That's sort of gross.
So amputee adults or fully healthy kids is what you like.
Sure, but we can't forget the starving kids in Africa.
Right.
Well, you want to have sex with them too? You want to have sex with starving kids in Africa? You want to feed them your cock? Is that what you're saying, Michael Jackson?
We need to feed the children.
I heard Michael Jackson was putting together an airdrop. He's going to airlift himself into Africa so that they could have something to eat.
Actually, the truth about how me and Michael got together, when I was diagnosed with the cancer that I have, I called up the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I made a wish to meet Michael Jackson because I was aware that he likes to meet people with cancer. So he came down. He's very disappointed when he found out I was a full-grown male.
That's true.
But we struck up a friendship anyway. We'd go horseback riding.
Bareback?
Always bareback.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, what does that even mean? What does that mean?
It means that the ass is red at the end.
We rode bare.
Sure you didn't mean both back?
How do you? Like such a good case. Purely platonic friendship.
My back is not broken, sir.
Didn't Plato mess with young boys, too?
Michael? Are you a Plato fan?
I thought it was platonic, so I just figured you meant raping young boys.
Are you the dude in the public relations firm, Darren?
I don't rape boys.
You don't rape boys? What do you do with them?
I give them a bed to sleep in.
Your bed?
A comfortable bed.
With you?
I sleep on the floor.
Is that true?
When I'm done.
Oh.
One time I was in limbo here, and I took a nap. And when I woke up, Michael Jackson was straddling me.
Oh, God.
Nude. I had to throw him off of me violently.
Man, time must be...
Very awkward.
Time must be different in limbo. I mean, it's only been a day since he's been dead. And
yes,
all these stories already.
Keeps talking about that time he recorded a song with Eddie Murphy. I don't care. Such a song with Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
You should care.
What song did you do with Eddie Murphy? Did you do a song with Eddie Murphy? What was it?
You remember that video they debuted on Fox after an Arsenio Hall show?
Is it Black or White?
Was this when Eddie Murphy was 8?
No, this was...
It was a home video.
Post-Harlem Nights, I believe. We don't...
See, maybe that's what started Eddie Murphy's decline, because Michael Jackson touched him, and he was traumatized. And Michael Jackson was also traumatized, because it was a full-grown penis.
What's going on? Let's try... This is... Creepy.
I played Michael Jackson's music in the
Patrick, game. Is there any... So you said Limbo's crowded. Is there anyone else in Limbo?
Well, there's this other guy, but he's sort of annoying. He's a little
Wait,
drunk.
Wait, about me. This is my time to shine.
Well, I just want to know who else is there. Is anybody else there?
It doesn't matter. Unless they're hungry children, then it matters.
Well, this guy's definitely hungry, but he hasn't been a child in quite a long time.
Who are we talking about here?
From the Tonight Show, we have Mr. Ed McMahon.
Hello! Oh, Ed, you sound like James Hetfield.
I haven't qualified for the Echo here in Limbo yet. Hello!
We're
gonna be here in 90 days. Right. Oh, I'll just borrow Patrick's. Yes!
But all right, Ed McMahon, nobody cares about you. Michael Jackson, let's get back to Michael Jackson.
What? I was a big star for 30 years, I'll have you know.
You were a big star, but I mean, Michael Jackson is the biggest star. That's why we don't, it's not every day that we have an opportunity to talk to such a big legend, you know, after his death.
Listen, boy, I met Frank Sinatra. I met all the greats. I worked with Johnny Carson.
Who's Frank Sinatra?
I actually got to go over Johnny's house once. It was great. Oh, hey-o.
Johnny who?
Johnny Carson, host of The Tonight Show.
No, Conan O'Brien's the host of The Tonight Show.
Who?
Conan O'Brien. He just started hosting. He took over some other old fart, Jay Leno.
That pencil neck
prick. Jay Leno was like the original.
You've got to be kidding me.
He was the original host of The Tonight Show,
with
right?
The funny
Jay Leno?
Hair?
Yeah.
Hell, you got to be kidding. You got to be lying. You're pulling my fat leg, aren't you?
I'm not. I don't want to pull anything off of you, Ed. You seem to be pretty decrepit. But can we get back to Michael? Michael, you still there?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd get some young boys to talk to me. How? Oh!
Maybe if you did. Maybe if you had a few hit singles, Ed McMahon. You just trailed off into laughter there, Ed. Is Patrick Swift? Patrick, could you like referee this whole situation? Get Ed McMahon out of there.
Man, I love this guy. Barrel of laughs, this guy. You got a martini? You don't give a shit. He tried to kick Michael down a flight of stairs before. I didn't even know we had stairs in Limbo, but he
whoa, I thought it was just all clouds. Can you give
no
us a...
No clouds in Limbo. What are you talking about?
He dislocated
like
my hip.
It's a sub-basement.
No, that's right. It's just white, right? It's all white.
Limbo is basically a sub-basement in Passaic that we cannot get out of.
Wait, Patrick. I'm looking down through the clouds at the Earth, and yes, here's my funeral.
Look at how cheerful he is in the basement.
I'm just completely delirious.
I wish I had his courage as I withered away into nothing with a rotted colon.
Hey, Patrick, do you get your body back in Limbo the way it was, or you have that cancer-riddled shell that you've been carrying around?
I actually have decided to have my body back as it was in Roadhouse.
Good for you.
That's my line. That's my line, Ed McMahon. Good for you. You better watch it. You're stepping on my line.
Wait, I'm working on another one. Ready, guys? Oh, good. Oh, hey, yo. Yes.
I'm over it.
Let me write that down.
So, Michael, do you want to make any admissions now that you have passed? Do you want to admit to sucking little cocks?
No,
finally
give
up your chest?
I go for the world. I mean, I never do such a thing.
Only the big ones, right? Those well grown 11-year-olds. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're blowing up my spot. Okay.
Oh, the voice drops. I think his ball just popped down finally. Oh! 50 years old, talks like a 3-year-old woman.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on over here?
Who the hell are you?
What is going on here?
That voice sounds familiar. Who is that? Who is that in Limbo?
You didn't know who I am. Sylvester Stallone. I do not know who I am.
You did like a Rocky movie?
I did 6 of them, actually.
Yeah. I only saw like 4.5. I didn't see 6.
Well, if you really want to include 5, I mean, I can even say it sucked, but if it doesn't like me, I don't like them. I don't really care, but what is it
you sound
care about me?
Sylvester, you sound more dead than the actual dead people.
What?
I didn't even know this guy was dead.
Yeah, what are you doing there? You're not dead.
I'm not. I thought I was.
Well, he hasn't been doing anything for about 6 years.
What are you talking about? I just came out with a new Rambo and...
What? There was a new one?
Yes.
Was it in Vietnam?
Actually, no. It was located somewhere in Burma, wherever the hell that is.
No, you didn't.
I believe it was in Bergen County.
Oh,
Robert, could you check the Wikipedia page for Professor Sloan so we can find out if he's
back there? Yeah,
look at that
here.
Page.
It says here that he actually was in a new Rambo.
He's not a living person.
It says he's still living here in Wikipedia.
Well, I don't know. I guess I guess I made a mistake. Maybe it's my career that's dead.
Did you just zing to yourself, Sylvester?
Consummate insane.
You want to talk about dead careers? I ran into Carl Weathers the other day.
Who's Carl Weathers?
He's the guy who played Apollo Creed, you know? He kicked my ass in the first two, and then he trained me in the third one.
Sylvester, question. When did you develop Down syndrome?
What are you talking about? I come in there and knock your block off.
You need to take some enunciation classes, Sylvester. I can barely understand what you're saying.
Well, I can't help it, you know. It's just a shame that Michael Jackson died. So ask him to recommend a nice plastic surgeon to help with my droopy lip thing going on here.
I have a good butcher you could call.
I don't want a butcher. I want a plastic surgeon.
A plastic surgeon?
No, I said surgeon, you old goat.
I ain't one of those. That's why I'm up here.
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh, Ed McMahon's own,
You're in limbo! Here's limbo! Any more questions? We don't get too many,
How come Patrick doesn't get any heat about being a pedophile?
What?
Didn't you play a pedophile in that movie when you were dancing? Weren't you in love with a baby?
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. What movie was that?
What is this? Who started playing this music?
I take this with me everywhere I go. Oh!
What is this? It kind of sounds like the Tonight Show music, but not really.
I'm tired of Michael Jackson getting all the press now that we're all dead. I touched a few boys, too.
Whoa!
I've done lots of terrible things.
I know I saw you at that club meeting.
This segment is just going... We are just
I want to take
everything.
The gray ass hairs out of an 82-year-old man.
Whoa!
I gave Liberace AIDS in the waiting room at the Tonight Show. How?
Wow. All right.
Oh,
this guy is hurting my ears.
Yes.
Any final words from Limbo before we get to our next music break?
Everybody, please pick up your own copy of The Fatherhood on DVD.
Save the children.
I once drank martinis with Hitler. Hello.
What? All right, that's all the time we have for Limbo spotting. Let's get to a quick music break.
I got my Budweiser contract by blowing Augustus Bush. Oh!
All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
What about me? Yeah, you.
Sylvester Stallone.
I fucked Sylvester Stallone, too.
Yeah, oh! I don't remember that.
Hey!
It must be my Down syndrome. I don't remember that.
Oh, my God.
It's the flame of a child.
We need to get out of here.
And
we
I did play in a fourth Rambo.
All right. Hi-yo! Can you guys shut up? I want to cue out here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for... coming up with all this, Patrick. Good job. Way to bring our show to shit. But, yeah, we're going to get to a quick music break, and if I don't die, we'll be back after this.
Ooh, see you.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Pop quiz time. What has got 8 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23.5-hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
Guillermo, thank you for that.
Oh.
I'm still in limbo.
Whoa,
hey,
Jared
is limbo?
Limbo?
Oh. Well, we got one fucking thing right in this show today.
We are regressing. Damn it.
You had it so good.
We're turning into monkeys.
Yeah, right? So,
I think it's time for everybody's favorite segment on the show. You've gotten some requests, so we're going to do it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
So let's get out the number before we do that. 646-929-1357 and IM us at MI Livecast.
But don't call during trash it or thrash it because it's just going to sound like shit. Over the phone.
So
they can call if they want.
I just checked Twitter for the first time. It turns out people were live tweeting after calling us.
Oh,
really?
Boy. Oh, can we?
Wow. Read some of those tweets.
Well, it turns out the guy who's in a public relations firm is not at all, but really the publicist of Earache Records.
Really?
What?
That was the guy that was calling in Anthony.
Wow.
Okay.
And
he should have said something.
Yeah.
Captain of Darkness was
Do they have any bands that want
to
see? That was Richard, right?
That was Richard, or perhaps Dick.
Does Eric have any CDs that I'd want? Seriously, because I'll be nice to him if you'll send me some promos.
Seriously, you got to throw in a plug for Sirius.
God.
Did they put out any Anal Cunt albums back in the day, Eric?
Sure.
I think they might have.
Enough with the Sirius plug.
Yes, I'm going to keep saying that.
But no, the reason I went on Twitter is the first band I want to thrash or trash
Is
this band
thrash it
trash it or trash it?
Trash it or trash it?
No, say it. The wire.
You're fired, Rob.
Thrash it or trash it?
It's this band from
Trainwreck.
Amateurs.
Trainwreck.
That's my nickname. This band from Denmark who tweeted us asking us to thrash. Or trash them.
Guess what?
So, I guess, we're going to do it. A band.
What's the name?
What is it? How do you pronounce it?
Trepanated.
Oh, trepanated. Okay.
Trepanning is when people drill small holes into their skull.
Right. But trepanated.
So likes them.
But trepanated is nothing.
Oh, wait, hold on.
When you've been trepanned.
All
right, so then trepanated, whatever.
Hold on. They cite Cynic as one of their influences. So
what?
Like,
you're
no.
lying.
I am lying.
I just, because usually with these obscure band names, I don't know what the fuck they mean, but for once I did, so I like them already.
Sid actually likes trepanning porn, where you drill a hole, and they fuck the girl in the hole of the skull.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're into that?
Yeah, that's how my parents met.
On the tree panning message board.
Alright, let's check this out.
Yes, back in the 60s forever.
Yeah, on the ARPANET. Okay.
Not bad.
If you know what it is, let's wait for the vocals, because that's always what kills you.
Well, we heard a yell.
What genre would you call it?
Well, they listen. They list themselves as metal, death metal, thrash.
It's a little repetitive.
I don't really hear the thrash.
Yeah, I like it less every time this riff is repeated.
All right, here it comes. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
I don't like the drumming. It's not terrible.
It's just a poorly recorded demo.
What?
I guess, It's got that Swedish sound. It kind of sounds like that's the game.
It's certainly not the worst thing we've thrashed or trashed
yeah.
down here.
I'll give it a thrash.
I'll say thrash.
I don't not like it, so I thrash it.
Yeah.
I guess I thrash it, too, because I don't not like it. Jim, how do you feel about it?
Jim, who's
I say
Jim?
Thrash it.
Thrash it.
Is that the first unanimous thrash?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
As a drummer, I could definitely tell you that those drum tracks sucked.
Yeah, the drum was the weak link.
I liked it. But I'm not a drummer. I don't know.
Trash
it.
Was...
Trash it.
Sorry.
Trash it or trash it.
No, no. Say it's excellent.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Yeah, so... No, I agree with Jim. That was my first thought, that the drums were very weak. They were, the band sounds tight other than the drums.
All right, so I guess they need to get rid of the drummer.
Yeah, it's just like...
Get a new drummer.
It's like Lars Ulrich's circa 2004 drummer.
Unless the drummer is the one that tweeted me, then you should get a new rest of the band
and
can play around.
And send us the demo of the other guys that you don't play with anymore. All right.
No, that's mean.
What is the name of this band?
This is the second one we're doing.
Second band.
Oh, if it has an unreadable logo, it's already good.
No,
Circadian Rising. Circadian Rising.
Circadian. Well, Circadian is
from
like,
Eagleville, PA.
Isn't that what those locusts like when they chirp or whatever?
Yes.
So what are some of the? Is there a track listing on there? Is there? Oh, yeah, there's one right here. Cycles of Agony. Drowned in Exile.
Uh-huh.
Fallen from Grace.
I prefer Drowned in Eczema.
Hard to Kill.
Or Regicide.
Out for Justice.
That's the Al Yankovic parody.
What the fuck is with the three-word tracks?
So which track should we go with?
Could we just say that there's a promotional picture on there? It looks like it was taken with a Polaroid.
In 1983, in Hackensack, New Jersey.
There's a Camaro.
It's not blurry. It's not even
these guys aren't
not even
around.
Focused.
Did you say Hackensack, New Jersey?
Yeah, basically.
We'll find out in a minute.
Wait, there's a guy with long hair and a leather jacket.
Whoa. Original. That's original. All right,
is there an IROC parked in the back?
Yes.
Good.
Wow, not only do they have a guitarist and vocalist, another guitarist, a bassist, and a drummer, they also have a studio guitarist and a studio bassist.
Wow, like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
They're all standing in the snow, but one of them is wearing shorts.
He's
really
hurt. He's metal.
Metal.
Or the Salvation Army was close right there.
Turn this up.
Again, another repetitive riff.
We need to hear the same riff 50 times. It
might be better
quality. Yeah. It's better.
But the music has gotten worse. Wow, that was...
All right. That was very anticlimactic.
Trash it.
Done.
Trash it.
Wait. We have to like really hype it up.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No. Say it's sexily.
Trash it.
Oh, Rob.
I trash it. I trash Rob's sound effect skills.
His whole life.
It's the cable. It's poorly positioned.
Yeah, it's the cable. It's being used by someone who just dosed himself with ecstasy.
Stop.
Yeah.
If you keep talking about
it. Say it on air.
Yeah, it's going to be... I'm not a bad influence on
the
kid.
The first rule of Rob snorting ecstasy is you don't talk about Rob snorting ecstasy.
Did you guys not get the pamphlet?
The second rule of Rob snorting ecstasy is that you don't talk about Rob snorting ecstasy.
What ecstasy Rob snorts in Vegas stays in Vegas.
The third rule of Rob snorting ecstasy is if this is your first night of Rob snorting ecstasy, then Rob snorts ecstasy.
That's very good to know.
How deep. Is there a fourth rule? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If Rob taps
no shirts,
out,
no
if,
shoes.
If Rob taps out after snorting ecstasy, then you have to stop Rob snorting ecstasy.
Oh, it's the last man snorting match?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that the fourth rule of a crisis situation?
It's the prime directive of ecstasy.
And then one of them is you have to make amends with everybody you've wronged.
Okay.
Well, I haven't done my rounds of hugging everybody yet. I'm not at that.
Jesus.
I'm still like,
leave before that
it's
happens.
Still too intense for me to get to get up and hug people.
Okay.
So.
And ironically, you sound exactly the same as you always do.
I got to tell you, I think I'm handling this so right because on the inside I'm fucking freaking out right now.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Because this is like picture you had like the most stressful job in the world and you had a project due in 5 minutes. I have that same anxious feeling going through my body. And
so what's the point of taking this shit if it makes?
Well,
it
this better. Is way too. This is like a very intense. Case. Plus, snorting it makes it more. It was really stupid of us to snort it.
Yes.
It was like, oh, I only have one, so we should snort it so we could both feel it. No, that was dumb. We could have just split it and kind of felt it, but no.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. Thanks for drugging me up. Anyway, this next band is Equinox.
Ooh, what, really?
Equinox.
Is it a typo?
No, Equinox.
It's a German word.
Equinox.
Excuse you.
I hear, I'm a Jew. I hear Germans. Yeah. I run the other way. So.
Equinox. Not even like Equinox, but Inquinox.
Isn't that what I said? Inquinox.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What? Wait,
Google.
Oh, there's no, like, they just sent us their CD.
Sounds like a fucking cult.
I'm going to end Balula Google it.
Anyway, let's see. Where is this band from? It's really hard to focus my eyes, but...
I got no hits for that. How do you spell that?
I-N.
Yeah.
Quinnock.
What,
Q-U.
Huh?
Inock. I-N.
Q-U-I dick.
I-N-Q-U-I-N-O-K.
Oh.
Inquinnock. Yeah, I can't tell where they're from. Hails to the following. Oh. It's very metal to thank your family. In the liner notes. To all the individuals and bands we have shared the stage with. Oh, gosh.
Everyone at L'Amour.
To the past band members for their hard work and contributions. And lastly, to our fans. All three of you.
No, I'm just kidding.
They don't have three fans.
They're big enough to have a Wikipedia page.
Oh, wow. They're big enough to create their own Wikipedia page and not have it deleted.
No, there's a
piece in Seattle, too.
Oh, they're from Seattle?
Yeah.
All right, so we usually go with track two. Should we keep that tradition alive? Keep going with track two?
No.
That's usually the,
in the spirit of dead people, we shouldn't keep it alive.
So
let's go.
So should we do Legions, Torn, Triumphant, Vengeful, Tranquility, Candlelight? These are all metal labels.
Candlelight?
Lame.
Immortal Dawn, the title track.
Candlelight?
I gotta hear that. What does that sound? Before you play it,
it might be an instrumental interlude because all the songs are like 5 minutes and this one's a minute. All
right,
but we gotta.
That's the right one then.
I want everyone to guess what this is gonna sound like.
Well, you said they're from Seattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna assume that they listen to Nevermore because they're also in Seattle.
Okay, so it's gonna be like.
So it's gonna be American metal heavily influenced by European metal
and high pitched like. Epic vocals.
Yeah, like not growls. I don't see growls at all. Yeah, or like a good scream, or like a healthy scream.
Okay. I think it's going to be very brooding and goth-like.
Goth, like a typo type band?
Yeah.
What do you think, Noah?
I think it's going to be like Morbid Angel.
Morbid Angel. Jim, what is your assumption?
I think maybe because they're based in Seattle, they may sound like Nirvana.
Band out of Seattle sounds like Nirvana. Am I right, guys?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it sounds like a cross between Rush and Emperor.
Yeah.
Go with some Nightwish and Blind Guardian.
All right. Well, a Candlelight. If this is the instrumental, we're going to have to...
Instrumental.
All right, let's just take another one.
Thinking of shrooms, that's fine.
Instrumental. All right, Immortal Dawn, the title track, if this ever plays. Support! This is a pretty good five seconds for thrash.
On ecstasy. I want to take a minute to count.
I love
this. It's so pretty.
Oh, I can see it.
Crying, getting a tear right now.
This is so beautiful.
Oh, so this is kind of like black metal. You were all kind
of
wrong.
Yes, it's not Nirvana.
It's definitely not Nirvana.
Nailed it.
I like
this. I think this is pretty good. Sid, what do you think? You probably hate this.
It definitely does sound like Emperor, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah,
I like it.
I give this a wholehearted thrash.
Yeah, I'll thrash.
Inquinox. Wow, this is like our most positive.
Yeah.
This is our most. What is wrong? I think the ecstasy is like you guys are getting a contact high from my ecstasy.
Find something that sucks. It's your fault.
Loving everything.
Go into our bin of promo CDs.
This is all through our bin. I just randomly picked.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought these were like MySpace.
Only the first band requested us.
Okay.
These are all, the rest of them were all promos sent to us.
Who knew there were good things in
there? We weren't doing signed bands, though.
I don't think they're signed. I made sure to look like, yeah.
I thought your
copyright 2009 Inquinoc.
By the way, that did sound exactly like Russian Emperor.
It did. at least I was half right.
Sid wins.
Definitely sounded like Emperor.
They definitely sound a lot like Cradle of Filth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they sound like Nagelfar.
I don't know who
they are. Yeah, duh.
Don't you know?
And Malula Gugal.
How many times are you going to mention that?
Yeah, we need a new go-to.
No, I'm fine with it, but it just seems like...
I think we need a new...
It came up.
There are plenty of cheesy bands that Noah likes that we can make fun of.
She doesn't even like Angelou Lugugan.
That's why it's...
Oh, true. That's right. That's from the death metal, the Death or No Death. Sorry. Wait, Elven King is the go-to Noah band.
That's right.
And Cinderella.
I don't even listen to my own show.
You do. You just take drugs and you forget about it.
Oh, yeah. We'll go with that. Next band.
You have 2 minutes to the show.
We can do a little
quick.
No? All right, good. I want to enjoy my drugs anyway.
Oh,
this band is called House of Thumbs.
Really?
I think this is like an immediate trash.
Yeah. Let's see their promo pack.
But Strangle Fiction is the title.
What's the promo
pack? My God. iTunes is ripping the CD. I don't want it.
I bet they sound like
Twisted. No.
You know that band Twisted?
No.
I think they're like an ICP spinoff or
maybe.
Something connected to ICP.
Rob is like, I only have 950 gigs of free space. I don't want this.
We got a call. Let's see if the caller could give us their opinion on this. Who is this?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, it's this guy again.
Who's this guy?
Are we playing a mirror game? Anyway, the tracks are Killbot, Cortical Offset, The Construct Nameless, Centipede, and...
Let's say track three.
Track three.
Thrack it or track it.
The words out of my mouth.
New track six.
I'm not on drugs.
Oh, we're going to get disconnected with the caller.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
I love you very much.
Call back in when all of us are sober.
So never? I mean...
A little Mr. Bungle-ish.
Sounds like stripping music.
This is already better than I thought it would be.
No.
I take that back.
Hate it.
Okay, that's enough.
Trash.
Trash. I'm glad we found
something.
It sounded
like Drowning Pool.
Trash.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it.
No, it's sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. You have to play this one. One more band. Just one more band.
Noah really wants the show to be over.
I just want us to, like, you know, have some type of boundary. You know, like, it's got to be something...
No finger-banging Noah. I thought that was the boundary.
No touching Noah's no-no spot.
Yeah. You want more than that? God.
So this next
band... Your love
band,
is so conditional.
I think the next band is just called Sky, and then there's some other, maybe Strange
Sky
fucking song.
Sky Division / Tilda.
What?
It's an inside black cast joke.
Remember?
Oh.
Right, listen to your own
show. I don't even listen to my own show.
That's terrible. Don't you have a rape show car?
A what?
A rape show
car? What's a rape show car?
Clearly you don't hang out with Dave Mustaine.
That's a bad incident that happens in a winning team.
Did you just make a rape chauffeur?
Yes.
Thank you. That was the most pained thank you I've ever heard in my life.
Rape humor here on the live cast.
Is this the song? I'm going to thrash this.
Oi!
I know what it is.
Hilarious.
Dear Metal Injection, I was hoping you could play my track.
Please do it. I have 8 children. 7 of them have Down syndrome.
They walk around King's Plaza in the afternoon for no reason.
My knee hurts like a bitch.
You have a girlfriend and a wife on the side?
I need to start a new synagogue. Oi! Trash it or trash it.
All right.
No, no. Say it sexily.
Okay.
Let's play the band. Okay.
The title of the CD is Dat Is Voodoo. DATIZ.
So what is the full name of
Trash
the
it. All right, we're done.
Orange Sky. It's Orange Sky. It's not just Sky.
We had one of those earlier today.
All right. These all seem to be covers because Yesterday's and Tomorrow's. Is anybody there?
Did I have any Rape Show Far
no,
covers?
Not covers. No. Alone, Dark Room, Roses. Rainbows? What are you, Dio?
Is Man in the Mirror on there?
No.
There's only one.
Right. So what track should we play? Give me a random number from 1 to 12, Darren.
Rainbows.
Rainbows. Six.
Okay. Four.
You need
Arnold Schwarzenegger just said four.
Three track four.
What is this?
This is extreme.
The cover art looks so metal, and like they're like these.
Try a different track. It's gotta be.
Maybe this is ironic. Brutal.
Fuck two princes kneel before you. Just go ahead now.
Ooh, reggae.
What is this? It's not metal.
Kill the white people. Oh.
Send it anywhere.
Yeah. Must have got on the wrong mailing list. Let's try one.
Overhead!
Oh!
Whoa.
I'm already over it.
Oh, I'm falling asleep.
I'm over it.
Alright. Alright, well, that wraps another
that
exciting edition. Thrash it or trash it. That was actually the
four.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
That's actually the most ratio, the highest ratio of thrashes.
Definitely. We barely get one thrash. We got like three in today.
That was such crap, dude.
So, Inquinox was one of the bands you should check out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the only band you should check out.
Trepanated, other than the drummer, just zone out the drums. Right. Check them out.
Recut the drum track yourself.
Only yes. Play the right side.
And on some pots and pans.
Like
what was the other band that we liked?
Thumbscrews. House of Thumbscrews, we hated, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, no.
That's it. We only like two of them.
Yeah, we only like
two. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Jim. Jim and Brian. Jim's brother will be appearing on a B-Cat show, is it?
Yeah, actually, it's...
gotta get the plug
in. It's pretty much in the works right now. It's called the Brooklyn Laugh Factory.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as we get everything up and running, then we'll send out information. And don't worry about it, I'll be back. So.
Do you have a mailing list?
Not right now.
Do you have a MySpace page?
Everything is still up and running.
Do you have an email address?
How can people find out more about this?
That's right. I didn't think it was a good idea to give a plug before everything.
You just asked me for 3 hours to give a plug. He's like, are you going to do the plug? You're going to do the plug? And I finally do it, and you got the plug again.
He was meaning the butt plug.
Oh.
No, he wanted to plug some ecstasy. That's what he wanted.
It was the butt plug.
I feel so dirty saying that.
All right. Well, no plug.
So,
for him, but thank you. For
check
being
out
here.
The Brooklyn Laugh Factory, even though
whatever.
It doesn't exist.
It's still being manufactured in the factory.
Google them in 3 months.
Just you know what? It's, like, get ready to check them out.
Yes. This is what this plug is for.
Amp yourself up. This is like a teaser. This is like a big tease. Like, oh, it's coming. It's all over your face.
What
about me? Nobody's gonna say goodnight to me.
Good night, Arnold.
Oh, God,
Arnold is going.
Arnold, are you gonna appear on the Brooklyn Laugh Factory?
The who?
Yeah, I know, right? I'm with you.
Anyway.
I don't have to find them. They don't even have a MySpace.
Who are you talking about?
Ah, Sylvester Stallone. Always trying to hog the attention. Did you get more Botox in your lips, Sylvester? I can barely understand you. You're right. We should wrap the show up, Sylvester. I finally got that one out.
You should play us out with this Stallone bumper.
Oi,
I'm here too.
The rabbit's here.
What do you want from me? I got trashed. I did some ecstasy before singing with the cantor.
What's going on?
Like we were setting him up to confirm his numbers. Yeah. All right.
Hello?
Keep the phone call segment over.
No, you're not.
Jackass. Say something.
Look, we have to realize they're kind of like in a delay. And when we
It's been like half an hour.
No, but we ask them a question, and then like all of you guys say something right after, so we can't hear them respond.
Caller.
989-708.
1577.
Oh, what are you giving your phone number out for?
8.
1577. I don't have it.
Well, why not? How could you play 4? You don't even know the backstory. Not the same man. Same man. Same man.
I'm over it.
What? You have it or you don't have it?
I don't have it.
Well, why not? How could you play 4? You don't even know the backstory. Not the same man. Not the same man.
I'm over it.
I agree, Bland announcer Rob.
That's like seeing Transformers 2 without seeing Transformers 1. How do you know where the robots came from?
And I did see Transformers 2.
You did? Is it good?
Yes, I did.
You could call.
I want a butcher. I want plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon?
No, I said surgeon, you old goat.
I ain't one of those. That's why I'm up here. Oh! Ew.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, Ed McMahon's zone.
Here is Limbo. Here's Limbo. Limbo. Here's Limbo. Any more questions?
to you by metalinjection.net. And last night, while you snored and drooled, I fucked your love.
More than three songs, isn't it, cute?
Your girlfriend left.
Okay, girls.
Yeah, these are discussions that happen off.
This is Chuck. Chuck.
Before the count.
This.
Hold on to your fucking balls. And there they have your brain blown out from your face for 2 hours of hot fucking hell.
It's time for the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey,
why did you do that?
What happened, dude? What are you doing?
Take two.
All right, let's all go home.
That might be a better idea. We're just going to replay last
No, not show. Replay. Just re...
Just say everything
re-
over
it. Redo it from the beginning. Yeah. Just, I don't really remember.
Like Groundhog happened. Day, except for the podcast.
What if we get something wrong, though?
Maybe it'll
like
be that
the,
much better.
The apocalypse will come.
So it's the Metal Injection Livecast, everybody.
Wow, we have an audience.
We got a phone number, 646-929-1357. We're also on AIM. Are we on AIM right now?
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, come on, get on that.
We're
about
to be on AIM.
We're on AIM. Screen name is MI Livecast, MILIVECAST.
What's the password?
It's the same as the other password. You got it?
Breast cancer.
Yeah. Rob, write it down.
Is much faster.
Shit down. We have a great show. We have a really good show today. We will be doing another edition of Thrash It or Trash It, which is our chance to give some unsigned bands a little exposure by completely crushing their souls and judging their terrible demos that they send us.
Yeah, that's always fun.
podcast. Here it is. This is your announcer. This is your announcer.
Whoa, man.
Thanks, Bland. It's our announcer, Chuck
that guy
Blandington.
That guy's so professional. I can't take how professional he is.
This is your announcement. This is your announcer.
I got trashed. I did some ecstasy before sitting with the